Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard on a Tuesday, a day after the Eagles visit the White House, an off day for the Phillies. We got a lot to talk about here today, including a Philadelphia Eagle that is one for now, but not might not be for much longer. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, you got to be a special kind of individual if you join the Power Slap League. Have you seen that?
No.
Listen, I went down a rabbit hole yesterday when I got home.
Uh-oh. Algorithm time?
Yeah. And man, listen, I was looking at the Power Slap League, Joe.
I've seen this.
Bruh.
It's insane.
Like, basically, it's like you slap somebody. Like, you sit there right there. You put chalk on your hands, and they slap you. And it's like you go slap for slap. And, Joe, I saw some guys and gals get slapped so hard that they were put to sleep right there. And I've seen some people get slapped so hard that it slapped. I had to watch it. I don't know. Because, you know, you never know what's real or not. Slapped one girl's tattoo off her face.
Ouch.
Slapped her tattoo off her face and then slapped one dude's eye closed. It's bananas.
This is an algorithm thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the kicker.
Mm.
It's a real league. It's like a real league in Vegas.
Well,
where
your ex-teammate that used to get slapped in the face for the game.
I don't know if this is a different level of slap. Like, seriously, I'm gonna show you some of the videos.
All right, I'll watch this.
It's different. It's different levels of slapping.
So how do you win?
You stay upright. Because sometimes you lose and you get slapped to sleep. Like, for real.
That's a tough day right there to get slapped to sleep.
Power slapping is no. And I'm like, wow, this is a real thing. Mm. I saw one dude get slapped so hard his face was bleeding.
Ow.
Yeah. They getting it in.
Yeah, that's a disrespectful slap across the face. All right, more of a figurative slap across the face is what the Eagles are doing to Dallas Goedert right now. Well, you know, you set me up for it, but I mean it. So Dallas Goedert is still a Philadelphia Eagle. Howie spoke about him after the draft the other day, and we'll get to what Howie said. But, Hugh, this morning I saw some news. You see this? George Kittle got paid this morning?
Got paid!
George Kittle and the 49ers.
Wait, how much did he get?
4 years, $76.4 million.
That's 40, a nice payday.
Yeah, 40 of that guaranteed. By the way, George Kittle, who is 2 years older than Dallas Goedert, just got 4 years, $76 million, as the Eagles are haggling with a tight end who's been here for years, been to two Super Bowls, helped them win a Super Bowl, been one of the best postseason performers ever at the tight end position. Hugh, the more I think about what's going on here, the more I think about how the Eagles have treated the Goedert situation since the season ended, the fact that Goedert got paid today, it really hit me this morning. They're undervaluing Dallas Goedert, what he's brought to this team, what he means to this team. We're nickel and diming one of the better players we've had here in this city for a long time. Hugh, I think they're totally undervaluing him. I think about what he accomplished just this last year. I know he was banged up, and Douglas is going to tell us that in a minute. I know
That's a preemptive strike,
yes,
right there. That's not right.
Here's what I know. He saved their season with the touchdown in New Orleans. He is not just a pass catcher. He also blocks really well. We talk about him as if he's old and over the hill. He's 30. You ready for the ages of other tight ends that are still productive in the NFL? Travis Kelce's 36. George Kittle, by the way, just got paid this morning, is 32. Zach Ertz is still playing well. What do you have?
Travis 36?
No, Travis is 36. Yeah, Ertz.
Damn.
Ertz, who we let go 5 years ago to have Goddard play. Ertz is still catching 10 passes in the title game. He's 35. Mark Andrews is 30. I mean, there's plenty of tight ends in the league right now that are this age or older. He's one of only five tight ends in NFL history with multiple postseasons of 16 or more catches.
And he went to the White House yesterday.
And he was participating with his teammates. Good for the Eagles. Obviously a fun day for them yesterday. All right? Hugh, his cap number for next year is $11 million.
It's a lot of money.
I'm going to hit you with a number.
I'm going to hit you with a number,
and then you could tell me your opinion on this, all right? You know how the Eagles roll over cap space, right? They have dead cap money. They have people on the roster that they have to allocate money for that aren't here. You say $11 million is a lot of money for Goedert on the cap next year. Do you know who accounts for $16 million of the Eagles' cap this coming season?
Saquon?
Jason Kelce.
Oh.
Who's not here.
Okay.
The Eagles are allocating $16 million on their cap next season to Jason Kelce, who's obviously retired and not here because that money sits on the cap. But they can't give $11 million in cap room to Dallas Goedert. I think we're undervaluing this guy. I think the Eagles are. Let me make that clear. Maybe not you. Maybe not me. I think the Eagles are. 215-592-9494. Hugh, where do you come down? I mean, you've lived the life of a player that's, you know, this stage of their career. You know how this works. I feel like they're undervaluing him because it really feels like they're publicly trying to get him to take a pay cut.
Well, it's probably that. But you look at Dallas in his career, man, and I'm looking at these numbers. Missed 7 games, what, last year?
Mm-hmm.
He missed 3 in 2023 and 5 in 2022. The biggest thing is for him is his availability. And that kind of – when you have a tight end of his caliber, as good as he is, and I always say this, your biggest asset is your availability. And when you're not available for your offense, a lot has to change in order to get some of the production that they're missing with you. Now, granted, I know that when he's out there, he's a phenomenal player.
Yep.
But it's a dependability thing. I could have – they put it like this. I could have a 10-second 5.0, a car that's a track car.
Mm-hmm.
Can have a 10-second car, right? 9-second car, whatever. But it does me no good if every time I race it, it's always breaking down. It's not durable. I can't drive it all the time. See, so I think that's where the Eagles are looking at this. Dallas Goedert is still a serviceable tight end. And when you look at the resources that we've allocated to that position, which is none, because we didn't get anybody.
Zero.
I understand where you're coming from. Now, this is what makes it unique and precarious to me, is that what are you going to do? Like, you don't want to pay him. You don't want to extend him. Like, what do you do? Like, to me, the easiest fix for this is to extend him and bring that cap number down.
Sure.
Extend him to a couple years. That's my opinion, but I'm not a capologist. I don't know what Howie's thinking. And normally when you do things like that, Joe, it is normally you do that to bring his cap number down and it puts money in his pocket.
So I think that's the logical thing. Of course, though, that ties them to him
into his 30s. For a couple more
years. Yeah, and maybe because of the injury history, they don't want to. I think your point is logical. I get why they might not want to do that. I just want to bring him back for this year. Like this nickel and diming him over his salary for this year. It's not like they have zero cap space this year. That's what's driving me crazy about this. Like,
yeah.
If we were over the cap, right, we got to make cuts. I get it. He's expensive. He's older. I get all that. You make a good point about his injury stuff. Though I will say, Hugh, his injuries have been, I don't know if this is even the right way to say it, they've been kind of well-timed. He's never missed a playoff game, right?
Mm-hmm.
He always gets hurt in, like, November,
yeah.
Right? Then we wonder if he's going to be back by the end, and he seems to always get back. He's never missed a playoff game. He played in 2-18, 1-19, 1-21, 3-22, 1-23, and all 4 this year, and made huge plays those playoff games. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles undervaluing Dallas Goedert? It sure feels like. Let's listen to Howie Roseman. This weekend after the draft, so the Eagles don't draft a tight end. They didn't get Hugh Mason Taylor. They avoided that situation. But, I know, yeah, they didn't get a Mason Taylor. We didn't get any tight end here. Let's listen to Howie Roseman talking about Goedert and kind of the way he framed him still being on the team.
You know, Dallas is part of the team, you know, as we speak. Obviously, as we go forward, we're going to continue to address things on this team. And right now, nothing further. Dallas is a heck of a player, heck of a person. You know, certainly don't want to do anything publicly where we're discussing anyone's business, but have so much respect for him. You know, been to 2 Super Bowls together, and, you know, obviously would love him on this team. You know, you always love having Dallas on this team, but we're not there right now on any of that, but love Dallas Scott.
Yeah, you know what, Hugh, when he said, as we speak,
mm-hmm.
that as we
turn
speak.
Your mic off.
I know. I'm having trouble. I'm having headphone issues in here. As we speak is not a good sign. It doesn't. When you hear as we speak, what do you think? He's on the team as we speak.
It doesn't sound like they're having meaningful, productive conversations.
It does not.
But I'll say this, and I know you might not think this is a big thing. He was at the White House. And I think that there probably was. I think.
You think that means there's something there for his future? Because Mekhi Becton was there. He's a Charger.
Well, yeah, he is, but he's gone.
Yeah.
I think Howie just strikes me, and I don't know this for sure because this side of Howie is not the Howie that I knew when I was here. But Howie strikes me as a guy that's more personable than, say, a Joe Banner was. And I'm pretty sure that they have that type of relationship where he was like, damn, okay, Howie, what you doing? What's going on?
Getting too comfortable in here? It's only 10-11.
No, but I'm saying, like, if I'm Dallas And I feel like they have the kind of relationship with Howie that I think it is. It's not, you can ask Howie that, yo, what's going on, man? I mean, what we doing? Like, seriously, what's going on? And I think that Howie has that kind of cachet. Howie's around those guys a lot. I see Howie more so with those guys than I ever saw Joe Banner when he was doing Howie's job. So I feel like it's not out of bounds to have that kind of conversation with Howie, because I think Howie will have that conversation.
Yeah, and maybe they have. And I don't think it's going to be an ugly breakup if they move on. But the reality is this. It just feels like they are trying to squeeze him to take their number.
Well, it does. And there's a lot that we don't know about the situation. Maybe the numbers, maybe they are trying to get him to resign.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the number that they want him to resign for is not, or the years, is not what Dallas wants.
Maybe. But when they talk about him, they're putting, like, for now, as of now, right
well,
now.
Well, because they're probably trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And they're also, you got to think, too, Joe, they're probably trying to figure out their plan B or C, for that matter, if it doesn't work out.
Well, we just had the draft. They didn't draft anybody.
Yeah, they didn't draft nobody.
That plan. Now, I'd feel differently about this if they had drafted a tight end in the second round. Then it would have felt like, okay, they're probably valuing him fairly because they have his replacement already.
Might be negotiating good faith, too. Might be a little bit of that.
I feel like they're doing it too publicly. I don't know.
They're kind of not. Well, it's public to us because we don't know the intricacies of the details.
Right, but every time Howie speaks about him, it's almost like a hedge. Like, yeah, he's here right now. We like him.
I mean, because at this point, you don't know how it's going to go.
But he's on the roster.
Yeah, he is now, but again, might be some conversation or negotiations that the numbers that where you want to be and where he wants to be, they're not adding up.
I agree with you, and that's why I think they're undervaluing. I feel like this is an Eagles problem more than a Goddard problem. 215-592-9494. Let's hear one more from Howie Roseman here the other day post-draft about Dallas Goedert.
Do you see a path where Dallas can come back at this point? And is that the one place maybe you're still a little bit uncomfortable?
Dallas is a heck of a player. Heck of a person. Certainly don't want to do anything publicly where we're discussing anyone's business, but have so much respect for him. Been to two Super Bowls together, and obviously would love him on this team. You know, you always love having Dallas on this team, but we're not there right now on any of that. But love Dallas Goedert.
When he says we'd love to have him on the team, my response is he's on the team. Yeah. Why is Howie talking about him as if he's a free agent?
Because they're trying to figure this thing out.
No, because
man,
they're undervaluing him and trying to get him to take a big
what is it,
cake.
16 million? 12
14
million?
14 on the salary.
Sounds
11
so
on the cap.
16.
No, they're paying Jason Kelce 16 to do television.
Don't let facts get in the way.
Yeah, they're paying Jason Kelce $16 million on the cap for Kelce to be on WIP.
He's off the books, right? He's off the books this year.
No, he's on their books for this year.
No, I said after this year he'll be off the books.
Oh, I got to check. What? I'm not worried about next year.
I mean, it happens all the time, and that's probably why they don't want to cut Dallas. The way they don't want to do anything abrupt.
Yeah.
But $12 million, Joe, $14 million. It's a lot for a tight end that missed seven games
last
year.
And here it is. Company man Douglas has arrived.
I'm just being honest. I have been on this, your biggest asset is your availability train, the whole time I've been here. It's the truth. If you're not healthy and you can't play, you put your team in a bind. What would he talk about last year when Slay was here? How he went out, like every game, he went out to the sideline and came back like he was Hulk Hogan, like
sure,
he was the conquering hero.
They kept him.
But they tried to get rid of him, and they brought him back for a cheaper number.
They kept him. I mean,
but they brought him back for a cheaper number.
I hear you. All right, Kyle, what do you think on the Goddard thing? As he's still here, but every time Howie talks, it feels like that door is being pushed out.
Yeah, it's annoying me because it feels like they're kind of doing him dirty. Mm-hmm. I like Dallas Goedert, and I think the Eagles have kind of gone too far in two directions this offseason, and one of them is with the pinch and penny stuff. Haven't we saved enough damn money this offseason for next year and whatever moves that we can make next offseason? Feels like we're going to have enough room to be able to bring back Jalen Carter, because that's really the big one next year. I don't see Dallas Goedert being the reason or being what's getting in the way of bringing back Jalen Carter. Weren't you just saying that it's about cash savings and not necessarily cap savings? So, I don't understand it from that perspective. But the other thing is, I think the Eagles have done enough to like reset this team for what the Eagles will look like 3-4 years down the line? Like, can they do something that's going to help them win next season? Letting Dallas Goedert go hurts them next year. Like, I've been very clear with how I think the Eagles need to win next season, and that's by doubling down on this offense, and in particular the passing offense. So, yeah. Like, they don't have enough behind him. I don't think Calcaterra is a good enough Dallas Goedert replacement. Whoever the was it Granson and Harrison Bryant?
Like, yeah, I don't trust
these guys to be adequate tight end replacements for Dallas Goedert. Like, Goddard does add another layer to the offense that I think we're going to need. Like, so I don't think we're going to be able to rely as heavily on the run game next year. And even if you do, Dallas Goedert helps you in a big way with that. And I don't think they're going to be able to rely as heavily. You know, they'll still be able to rely on it, but as heavily on the defense next year. This team's going to need to air it out if they want to be competitive and win the Super Bowl again. And, like, I don't see any – I just think the upside to bringing Dallas Goedert back totally outweighs whatever it would be to let him go at this point.
I agree. Well, also with that, we know they're going to run it a lot anyway. That's what they do when you have Saquon, you have Jalen Hurts. Dallas Goedert's a really good blocker. I mean, even if you think Calcaterra could play a little bit, he can't block like Dallas Goedert. So you have that aspect. And every other position that they've lost people this offseason, Hugh, and some of it we knew was coming, right? They seem to have something in the pipeline ready to go, right? Ojomo is behind Milton Williams, and now they drafted the Ty Robinson kid. They signed Azeez Ojulari. They have Jalix Hunt developing right behind Josh Sweat. Every one of them, I could kind of like nod my head and say, okay, they have Kelee Ringo behind Darius Slay, and they signed Adoree Jackson. What's behind?
Nothing.
Nothing. Calcaterra. Stop. Even the CJGJ thing, right?
Grant Calcaterra.
They drafted a safety in the second round. What? They have Sidney Brown. There's no tight end here.
I just made everybody mad by saying that.
This is why we call you a company man.
No,
this is why.
No, I'm just saying. He was pretty productive. Listen.
Oh, jeez.
Listen to what I'm saying before you start calling me names.
I didn't say you.
I mean, at least can I get it out before you start calling me names?
Joe's about to start calling you tons of names.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time. It would just be the first time today.
Calcaterra was productive.
Yeah, sure. Now, he wasn't what Dallas Goedert was. And I'm not saying that they would be comfortable going in it to this season with him. But when you talk about the financial perspective, with the games that Dallas has missed in the last 3 years, that's like what? Quick math. That's like 14 games. Cal, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You're going to start drowning if you get into math.
15 games. I did the math real quick. He missed 15 games.
Yeah.
That's a damn near a season. Mm-hmm. You're paying a guy who damn near missed the season.
It's unbelievable.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm trying.
That's spin doctor, dog.
I am not.
Hold on. Before we signed Saquon, how many games did he miss the 3 seasons prior? Ooh.
Well, but he wasn't. He's been healthy. He was healthier this year than he's ever been in any of his
Giants. Maybe Goddard will be super healthy this year. Maybe.
Well, that doesn't look like that's going to be the case.
You know what? You're focusing on the wrong numbers. You know what numbers in my head? 61-yard touchdown versus the Saints.
Calcaterra is fine, but you know what this reminds me of was when we were talking about losing players. He was like, A.J. Dillon. A.J. Dillon.
No.
These guys.
My job here is to take you behind the curtain. I'm taking you behind the curtain.
Yeah, this curtain's silly.
I know, and it makes everybody mad, but I am the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
You, like the Eagles, are undervaluing Dallas Goedert.
No, because
I am
looking at it realistically, Joe. Mm-hmm, and when you talk about paying somebody $14 million who's missed the whole season damn near, it's a lot of money.
Pinching pennies.
Well, you know, I'm a pinch.
I know. That's why you align with
that. That's a whole lot of money to pay a guy who availability is always up in the air.
Well, it is. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown up talking Goddard as it feels like the Eagles are undervaluing him. What's up, Chris?
Happy Bring Back Goddard Day, man.
That's what day it is today, at least for some of us around here.
All right, I got to get right to this. Mm-hmm. Hugh Douglas, with all due respect, I do not need to hear your company man nonsense. I'm about to cook you up like you did that at Bacon on the Air, all right? Listen, it's not like this guy's going to Jacksonville us. It's not a gap year, okay?
Feel attacked.
You should.
You should feel attacked. I mean, dude, this guy, you're saying, oh, he missed 5 games. What did he do in the playoffs? We don't win that game, potentially, in Green Bay without him. We don't win 2 or 3 of those playoff games without the guy. The guy carried us. He was our only receiver that was doing anything. That Green Bay game, I was there. I watched it. We were on pins and needles because it was close, and we couldn't close it out until who? Dallas Goedert caught the ball, and little boy Carrington Valentine all the way 24 yards into the end zone. That's the difference this guy does. How many games do you remember seeing on tape where, like, he lays out with a one-arm catch? Or
oh, no, he was on angry runs. He had the angry run, yeah.
This dude is a beast. This dude is a beast. We got to bring him back. You have to bring him in. Now, I was on board with you of not bringing him back as long as, you know, we brought a little bit of, you know, honey jasmine into town. But we didn't get it, okay? That went to New York. So now, you got to bring him back. This guy is Philadelphia to the core. He's grit. He's what we love. He's our type of play. There's only one thing left to do. G-O-E-T-E-R-T. How do we sign him? The voice is fading.
That's all right, Chris. We appreciate it.
Better go check on his boys after that.
Yeah, yeah, check on everything. I was wondering, I was like, he couldn't spell Dallas. That just wouldn't feel right. So he went with the Goddard, and that G was a little high-pitched. But...
Oh, yeah, but that G sound like it hurt.
Chris might have to lay down the rest of the day. All right, 215-592-9494. The Eagles clearly are playing hardball here with Dallas Goedert. Do you think they are undervaluing him? I do. I think he's an important player to bring back. If the goal is to win the Super Bowl again next year, I want to bring him back. I think the Eagles are undervaluing him. Obviously, Frugal Douglas here is pinching pennies today. Your call's coming up. And Elliot Shore Parks on the morning show, and his interpretation of Howie's comments regarding Goddard and a breakdown of the money situation. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles undervaluing Dallas Goedert? Sure feels like it. We'll talk about it right here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.